Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio, a service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television and Radio. And it's our pleasure to welcome back to Close Up Radio Brett Lampman and John Welsh of Choke, and they are the co-founders of Choke Wellness and Coaching based in Modesto, California. If you heard part one of our series and you got a good sense of what they do, but we're going to dive in a little bit deeper with part two of our exclusive conversation today. Choke Wellness and Coaching offers a holistic way to improve your health and taking it into account your body, mind, emotions, and spirit. Holistic health and wellness really looks at the entire person, how they interact with the environment, how food and medications or even stress impact our overall health. It's not just one aspect of a person that needs healing. The physical, the emotional, the mental, the spiritual are all one thing. If you impact one part of the body, you impact the entire body. So for individuals suffering from chronic pain, this is where they come in. They combine a therapeutic body work with coaching for people who are motivated to make lifestyle changes. The coaching is a natural extension of the work. The coaching process really helps you look at what's really going on in your life and what changes need to be made. So what sets what they do apart is this commitment to educating clients on their own body's unique needs. They say we tend to focus on things sometimes that can take us in a different direction. What they do is they tend to focus their treatment on the area of concern. Instead of thinking of, you know, ourselves as a system, all the work that is done isn't going to help if the source of the physical pain is emotional stress. So you have to remove the cause in order to remove the symptoms. And Choke Ray translates to, may the power of God be with you. They say they're here to learn to heal and here to learn how to share their gifts. It's beautiful work that they do. Let's welcome them both back for part two of our series together, Brett Lampman and John Welsh. Brett and John, thank you very much for joining us once again here on Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to welcome you both back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks
it's
for
nice
having
to be
us
here
again.
Oh, I love that. And stereo. That's perfect. That's what I call enthusiasm. Good to have you guys back. Choke Ray Wellness and Coaching does therapeutic body work locally. What do you do for people who come to you guys in person? And how has that at all changed with everything going on in our society now?
Well,
John,
right now, what we're doing a lot of as far as the coaching aspect with people coming in person is it turns into helping people focus. The world right now is going at such a speed and so fast, and so many things are going on, and their attention is always being pulled in so many different directions that one of the aspects of coaching is helping people learn how to find focus in all of that chaos. And so part of that is each time they come to visit is reaffirming different things that have been recommended for their journey and what they're doing. And so sometimes it's repetition. Sometimes it is a back and forth phone call or a texting. We do a lot of texting with clients. That's very apropos for the day and time of our technology. And that's been a really great tool for us. So it extends in a lot of different directions, but mostly, again, it's coming to helping people find their focus and zero in on what they're looking for and what their goals are, and then helping to inspire them and find out what inspires them and motivates them and help them to continue to nurture those things.
Mm. I like that explanation. Brett, how about you?
we started out combining the therapeutic body work with coaching because we realized coaching was really an integral part of it as far as the education side. There's a lot of information and misinformation in the world. We know this. And a lot of times the news picks up on it. And we've heard that certain oils are bad for you, that eggs are bad for you. Now eggs are fine and, you know, you shouldn't eat butter, but margarine's worse. And so a lot of people get confused about all sorts of health issues. And they say, well, I heard I should be doing this. We're like, yeah, I'm like, I should be drinking a diet drink instead of a regular drink. Like, not so much. Because chemicals are not a good thing. And so a lot of that education part of it is just saying, this is what we know about how your body works. So let's find out how you're using your body and how you're feeling about it as time goes on. And develop that that kind of innate knowing within the person of what works for them, what doesn't work for them, what makes them feel better, go with that. And so the coaching is part of that body work because people schedule an appointment and come in and you have, you know, an hour or so with them. And then maybe the rest of the week they're on their own. So what do you do with that time? And that's a part of learn how to breathe, learn how to stretch maybe before you get into bed at night. These little things that help you feel better all the time. Because once you start feeling better, you want to feel even better. People are tired of feeling stressed and anxious and kind of in pain on various levels. And so talking was a natural outgrowth of the body work. And what we found is that that talking element, just helping people through these issues and how to understand things in personal terms for them is even more valuable sometimes than seeing someone in person and working with them manually.
This fear that you guys you know, work within, which I think is exceptional, how did you move into this fear? How did you get from doing traditional body work to expanding the services in the great way that you have? Tell us a little bit about getting into the coaching process.
Well, you know, with any kind of career, you have a certain level of training that you start with and a base level. Prior to that, though, Brett and I both had been doing massage just on our own. I have been doing massage since I was a kid. I've always been rubbing people's necks and backs and shoulders, and I used to, my mom was on a softball team, and as they were up to bat, I was rubbing the next person's shoulders and neck and getting them loosened up, and they would slide down and the next person. So I've always had an innate ability, and I've always been told I have the touch. And so I never really moved into or thought of it as a career. I just thought of it as part of who I was and what I did, and it was something that I did to help people when I was able. And so when Brett and I met, we met because we were both doing massage just kind of freelance on the side and just helping to, you know, pay some bills. And then we decided, hey, let's go to school and let's see, you know, what this is. And so then we learned, okay, that's what I've been doing and that's what that's called and that's what, you know, how this works, which then led us into becoming more interested and curious about, okay, what does this do? And so personal education is never ending. I mean, there's always something new that we're finding out, and each client that comes to us, again, with their unique issues, causes us to start doing research and looking in all these different directions. And so the desire to help people get out of pain, both emotionally and physically, was what has what helped us develop where we are now. Because if you just try to apply a, you know, a generic, okay, you do this and do this and do this, come and see me once a week for this, and you don't get into any kind of deeper aspect of the person, then you're only going to get so far with what they can do and how much you can help them. And so that desire to really help people and help them help themselves and educate them so that they didn't need us was what brought us to where we are now. And initially it was very difficult to do that because once you help somebody and they get to a point where they can work on themselves and or take care of their own bodies and issues, they don't need you as much. And then once you've chosen this as a career path and it's an income, it's like, okay, it's kind of a bittersweet kind of a success sometimes.
Yeah.
But that is how we got here. It's just a matter of we wanted to help and we could see that we would plateau at certain points and we weren't helping any further. And so we're like, okay, what else can we do?
Mm. I like that. John, you concur?
Absolutely. And what we've discovered is, you know, you can't just treat the body in isolation. Because someone can say, you know, my back really hurts, or I was in an auto accident, my neck is sore right now. I mean, you can on just the physical level, but everybody is interconnected on every level of themselves. So that's the physical, the mental, the spiritual, the emotional. Affecting one of those areas affects all of them because they aren't separate areas, even though we've got separate names for them. And we've learned that the mind is the master of the body. So what is going on in your thoughts is going to precipitate to the physical level at some point. If your thoughts are all very positive and happy and joyful and you're doing things that creatively inspire you and you're satisfied with your life, your health's going to be pretty good, quite honestly. If you're worried and you're stressed and you're not happy with certain work or personal or social relationships in your life, those things become chronic conditions that eventually can become physical chronic conditions. And the best way to deal with how you're feeling physically is to address how you're feeling mentally and emotionally, because you can't separate them. They are the same. So that's how these go together, and that's why the coaching aspect is really a much broader application, because we can't see everyone in person, but we can talk to anyone and offer this coaching service and say, this is where your thoughts are now. How can we help you get to the point where you want them to be so that you've got a level playing field across all the levels of who you are?
Fantastic. You know, I know you incorporate the holistic side of things into the body of work, which I think is a unique quality and aspect of the work. For those that are listening right now live, or will hear this later in the archives, and they've heard that word holistic sort of bandied around, and they're not really sure the correct definition of it and how you work it into your efforts. How does holistic health work? Tell us a little bit more about that, guys.
If I could, it comes from, the root word of holistic and holism are the same, which is not the same as the word whole, W-H-O-L-E. It's from a root word that means all of it, basically. So we're talking about all the parts of who we are as a being. And some people have said we're not a physical being having an occasional spiritual experience. We are a spiritual being having a physical experience. And that's a matter of perspective. And when you start considering how that perspective can kind of open your mind to the possibilities for your life, it can be a revelation. So working with people on the physical, on the mental, on the emotional, on the spiritual, and bringing it all together as one thing in itself can be very healing.
Mm. Yes. And Brett?
Actually, this is John.
You sound like twins.
Brett was just talking.
What happens when you work together?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
As far as holistic and how it is applied to what we do and that philosophy, it, again, was one of those things that naturally developed, like the coaching, because we found that as we were working with people and when you, again, you're trying to get into the nitty-gritty of what's going on, you start to realize, well, this is going on over here, and they have this going on, and then you start talking to them about it, and you start finding out that where things are linking up and how these things emotionally are affecting them on a physical level and or on all kinds of different levels, mental even. And when Brett was speaking earlier to saying, you know, if you're in a good mood and if you're happy and you're keeping those thoughts, then, you know, you're going to be healthy. What happens with people is that's easy once you're there. It's getting there that's the hard part, because once you trip up and something happens that gets you out of that happiness and joyful thoughts, and next thing you know, you're worried about this, and then this is setting you off over here, and it turns into this really bad cycle that you have to work at getting out of. And so as far as a holistic approach, that's the only way to help somebody truly is to look at them on all levels and to talk to them about all these different levels and get them to recognize them and appreciate them to a certain degree so that they can start to work with themselves in ways that they've never even considered before.
You know, we all obviously know we have a physical body, but what can you tell us about the other bodies, mental, emotional, spiritual? I mean, all of them are connected and all really work better when aligned and balanced, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And one common denominator that occurred to me as you were saying all of that, Jim, is they are all linked in one similar manner, and that's through energy and vibration, mm-hmm. which is what it all comes down to when you think about it. That's kind of your base level. That's the basics. And one of the things that we know is, well, a lot of things that we know, you know, we have an aura, and we have all of these different biometrics that they can now measure because now we have the tools to do it. And they're finding that vibration, literal vibration, and vibrations we aren't even aware of, are really what make up who we are. And it's just a bouncing and a movement of these molecules and atoms and particulate that make up who we are. And so whether it be emotional, physical, spiritual, mental, there's a vibration that links all of those together, and that is what needs to be attuned. That's when you start talking about your chakras and the different things in the body that are energetically based. And so all of these bodies, the best way to work with them is to recognize first and foremost that they are all linked in this way. And if you learn how to work with that, because we're both Reiki masters as well, and we do Reiki work, which is energy work. And so that has become, ever since I had my attunements and became a Reiki master, it doesn't matter. If I'm doing body work, I'm also doing Reiki, because that is my hands get warm and the prana energy is flowing, and I'm working on them on an energetic level as well as a physical level at the same time, because that's what's needed.
Very important.
Sorry, Brett. I know I cut you off.
No, not at all. You know, there's long-standing, even ancient beliefs about what the whole human being is. And now there's scientific studies, lots of them. There are books. What I'm looking at on my shelf right now is called The Subtle Body, which is another way of describing the parts that we can't see. And we can't see because our eyes are designed in such a way that they stop at surfaces. So you can only see the outline and the image of things. You can't see the energy that makes up, for instance, what a living being is. But we're all essentially egg-shaped. And we've learned to trust intuition. For instance, you meet somebody, and right away you're thinking, no. Just something about the energy is telling you, just don't go any further with this. And other people you just can warm up to immediately. And that's an energy exchange. So our emotional states produce various vibrations and frequencies. And we've learned that fear, anxiety, worry, these things have a measurable frequency, like around the mid-50s measured in hertz. Well, so
lower
does cancer.
Frequency.
So do cancer cells on a physical level. And so we say that if you're stressed or you're worried, you're literally living in cancer's playground, because your frequency matches that of these particular cells that can then proliferate. Whereas happiness, contentment, joy, these exist up in the 70s to 90s to over 100 measured in hertz, where something like a cancer cell, for instance, literally cannot exist in that environment anymore. It's like taking a fish out of water. You know, they can't live there. And that is that's a helpful thing to explain to people, that if you're dealing with certain chronic physical issues, there is an absolute connection to what's going on in your thoughts and your feelings. And you have, therefore, some control over that. Your body isn't this independent thing that's just going to do what it's going to do and fate will decide. Again, the mind's the master of the body. You can decide what your physical health will be and what your level of contentment and happiness will be in your life. You have the ability to make decisions to bring that about.
Very important, absolutely. You know, people reach out to you when they're in some distress of some kind. That makes sense. Tell us a little bit about that. What's that process like? When they are confused, they're frustrated, they're stuck in time, they can't seem to be moving forward, how does your coaching offer help with those types of things when they're in this moment of confusion and distress?
Well, again, I kind of would go back to what I was saying earlier about the way our society and everything is structured these days and how fast-paced it is and being pulled in all the different directions. And so when a client is first coming to us, obviously the first thing that we recognize is we've asked that whoever comes to our door has been sent to us and that we're meant to have some impact on them in some way, shape, or form. And so it's then developing a relationship with that person first by getting their information, doing an intake form and evaluation, and then doing an intake interview with them and asking them some questions, probing, and trying to find out what they're ready for, basically. Because people, mm-hmm. it's based on what they're willing to share with you is how you have to read what they share and figure out how you can help them with where they are at that point. And so coaching people out of this confusion a lot of times, again, is about helping them find their focus first, find out what it is they want, and then finding out what motivates them and helping them to maintain that motivation and learn how to feed and foster that motivation. And then once they get on that road, it's like bumping the wall here, bumping to the table there, symbolically speaking, they follow up with you and get body work, they ask questions. But the big thing we always recommend, too, is to do your own due diligence and do your own research as well. We're going to research for you. We're going to help you, guide you, move you. But until you do your own due diligence, until you read it for yourself, experience it for yourself, it's not going to be real. And so that's the process that's in a nutshell. Establish a relationship, find out what their goals are, find out what motivates them, and help them to foster that motivation.
And work with their belief system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, right, exactly. That's an essential part of it all. Really fantastic. You know, there are certain aspects of healing that we obviously can't really do alone. And if you want to go all the way, tell us a little about the way the coaching process can really help with the healing process.
Sometimes just the talking is healing in itself. People think in different ways. For instance, extroverts, introverts. I've been a teacher for a long time, and I was interested to learn that introverts can process thoughts within their own minds without any real interaction. They're kind of good at processing information. And we're speaking in very broad, general terms here. Whereas the extrovert personality, from a teaching standpoint, this is a student who really doesn't know that they understand something until they can explain it to someone else. So they need that verbal interaction with another person to make those cognitive connections and say, oh, I got it now. And that happens with some clients. Just the act of talking to someone about something that's important to you can help you make those connections yourself. And even the introverted sort of personality where you're processing your thoughts, like a lot of people say, the voice in my head never stops. I'm just thinking all the time. That you can also get stuck in loops doing that sort of thing. And so sometimes it is very helpful to have someone else to interact with who can recognize and kind of unknot those loops so that you can start moving forward again. The coaching is a basic human interaction that is healing in itself. And I find that very exciting because I don't think people should be hurting. I think life should be wonderful. I really do, for everybody. And I don't see a lot of people really experiencing that. And it makes me want to help more. So I want to talk to as many people as possible and say, let's get you to the place that you want to be. And then they're good. They can coast on their own. They can do what they want. They on their own come up with avenues of creative expression, and they talk more, and they may start writing or doing music, and they didn't have time for that before, but now they recognize that these are really far more important than we thought they were.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, again, is all of great importance, you know, when you're dealing with trying to achieve the healing, because oftentimes people just don't know which direction to turn. It's really fascinating the incredible work that you guys are doing. Is there a particular client that comes to you guys, or is it really across the board? What are some of the things that you find today? We've got a couple minutes left here, but that they're dealing with. Obviously, the pandemic and all of that has thrown in a whole new flurry of different things people are tackling in their lives today.
Yeah, well, and one of the common common clients that come to us are caregivers, people who are caring for family members, and they don't have time off, and that's all they're doing is moving a family member around back and forth, and this takes a toll on their body, which again, you know, once the body starts aching and hurting, that starts affecting the mind, and then the mind starts going, and the stress starts coming into it, and it's a building effect in those people's lives, and so caregivers are a lot of the time who we have coming to us and actually have a difficult time coming to us because they don't have the time away. No, they don't have anybody there to fill in for them a lot of times. And so that's one of the types of individuals that's really important to me to get in contact with, because they, once we help them and they learn how to help themselves, they can get their stretching and or different things that we've recommended into their day, and that's what we help them do, is to lace those things in to take a little bit of the stress off, which is a cumulative effect. The more stress you start taking off, the better things are going to start happening. And so that is one of the main people that we will have coming to us, but generally it's just people who are in pain and or who are ready to find – they know they need something, they just don't know what they need, and so those are the people who will typically show up on our doorstep.
Mm-hmm. Really important. What's the best way that folks can connect with you if they'd love to learn more about your extraordinary work, Brett and John?
Well, definitely,
I'd say through our website.
Yep. ChokuRayCenter.com, and Choku Ray is ChokuRei, and then center.com. And you're going to find our landing page right now is focusing on these spotlight interviews, but then you can go to our home page and you will have links to all the different areas of what we do as far as the body work and the coaching. We also have different types of products that we use personally that we offer because we know that they work. And they are one of those things that can take off, some of that stress, take the edge off. So definitely there are also interest forms that they can fill out that will be sent directly to us so that we know what their interest is, how they want to be contacted, and where we can move forward with them from there. And, of course, if they want directly to speak to us, our phone numbers are listed on the website as well, and they're welcome to call and or text.
Fantastic. You guys are amazing. Thanks so much for joining us on the show for the two-part series. Hope we get a chance to explore some more and learn even more deeply the extraordinary work you guys are doing. I do encourage folks to go to the website. I'll spell it out, www.chokurei, and then the word center.com. Brett and John, thanks for joining me on the show today. A real pleasure.
Thank you so much,
Jim. Enjoyed the time. Thank you, Jim.
Absolutely. Everyone have a blessed day.
Welcome. You as well. You as well. Thank you, Brett Lentman and John Welsh. And thank you as well. I'm your host, Jim Masters. Thanks for being with us in this episode of Close Up Radio. I'll be back momentarily with another fascinating guest just for you right here on the program. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. This particular episode is recorded in its entirety, so you can play it again and share the links with all. For all of us here, have a terrific day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.